Previously on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Who is this?
This is Son Hugs and Kisses Charles the Contractor.
Oh, no.
He joined Mr. Snudbound. This says he's in the circus.
Was he picking up L?
Mrs. Pepper, you gotta get to him. He looks like he's having a stroke.
This can't be true.
Oh, there's a P.S. down here. It says, don't eat the egg salad in the refrigerator. It's not egg salad.
I've already eaten it!
Did it just get fatter in here? Oh, wait! Here's Cliff and Kendall.
You got bills to pay and the rent is due, but you spent your money all up on food. Your car blew up into a fireball. It would be nice to escape it all. To go someplace where the laughs are free and there are bad jokes and fat hosts and bits of humanity. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, with a show that'll always eat pie. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall are your hosts. Come along for the ride. We can laugh about everything and make it through anything. Belch in your face and hear that dingle ring. And occasionally I sing. Ladies and gentlemen, Cliff and Kendall and all their friends are here and ready to go. And now that you, the listener, are here, we're ready to start the show.
Happy birthday, Cliff!
Happy birthday, me, this week. It's my birthday. Here we are, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, Cliff, it's time for your 33rd birthday.
Whoa!
You know. Look.
Yeah.
Every year this show.
You talk for a while.
Well, yeah, give me just a second.
I would like you to make a soliloquy. Usually it's me doing a monologue with Kendall just saying things on top of me occasionally.
After 10 years, it's my turn, okay? I just wanted to say that people have been listening to this show. Well, okay, look. This show has been going on for so long.
There's a difference.
Yeah, that you could go back and you could listen to us turning 28. Like, that's what you could do.
Do you ever sometimes I listen to the past birthday
episodes. Of course I do. Believe that we've been doing this show that long that you can go back and listen to your 28th birthday and we are 35 years old.
We do. We're 28th, 29th, 30th, 31st. I had this thought the other day. I was thinking about getting older. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about
getting fatter.
The only thing that I'm doing more rapidly than aging is gaining weight. But that's not what this is about. I was having another thought for once the other day.
Whoa!
And I just sat and thought this. I thought, it is autumn. Not without, but within me is the cold. Youth and spring are all about. It is I that have grown old.
You thought that up all by yourself.
I was thinking of Autumn Within, the poem by Henry Wadsworth Longfellow, and that just came. It just sprouted like a flower from the dirt of my mind. My dirty mind, yeah.
Look, I want to make you feel a little better.
Make me feel better, for God's sake.
It's your birthday. I want to make you feel
better. Where the hell is the cake? Where are the party horns? This is a birthday show. But this has been like a funeral.
Cliff, you know we are 1 minute into the show. You know it doesn't happen that soon.
I'm really sorry. I thought we'd been going for hours for a second.
No. But, Cliff.
What I want to say is step up this party.
All right, let me step it up. I want to do something to make you feel better.
Step up to the party.
I just want you to think about aging like this, okay?
All right.
Break it down and think about it like this. All right. Aging is just a multidimensional process of physical, psychological, and social change. That's all it is, Cliff.
Kendall, if I've said that once, I've said it 1,000 times.
But one time, you know, in the future, like a year from now when we die, you know, that's all getting older was.
That's all it was.
People that have moved on and went up to cloud to cloud,
yes.
Like our great Joan Rivers.
Oh, bless her. We love her.
They're not worried about aging anymore.
They're not. The snowflake has melted back into the stream.
Exactly.
And that's what we're going to do one day.
Oh, snowflake sounds so good right now. I would pay $1 million for a snowflake.
It does make me a little bit colder if I sit here and think of myself as that snowflake that will melt back into
the
stream.
You are sitting on a sock full of ice.
I am sitting on a sock full of ice. Charles has not returned from the circus.
And
I really thought it was going to be a fluke.
I thought it was a fluke. I thought he'd be back the next day, but it's a week later, and he's still with
Best
the circus.
Best week of my life.
He's still aroused.
That's
about.
Your birthday present I got you.
Well, thanks. I wish what you would do now is get that lawnmower out of the lobby of our studio.
Well, I can't move it. I'm waiting for Charles to get
when
back.
When he gets back, we're going to have him talk to the people over at the main building. But anyway, I don't know what I was talking about, where I was going with that, but...
It's your birthday!
It's my birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to me. And I had some random thoughts about aging that I wrote down to share.
You did share one already.
Well, that was one thought.
Okay, you had more thoughts.
I had a few more.
Shit, some real thoughts that I thought of all by myself.
First, what is this about? These are old rantings of an old man. How are people like the YouTube stars, the biggest stars in Hollywood now?
Don't get me
have you heard
it.
This?
Yes, I've heard
Listeners,
it.
Have you heard this? Do you have a minute for some media? YouTubers are the big stars of Hollywood now. And they're the ones who the teens, it is, and it's the truth, and the kids are into. They're not saying, hey, mom, I need tickets to the new Julia Roberts. They're saying, I got to dial up YouTube and watch it with some clicks. And I just don't get it.
Clicks.
Do you get it?
I don't get it. And I don't. And you know what? I just want to say, all these people that have come out with the naked photos online, we said it first. Sexting was a big problem.
We did. We said that. I mean, everything we've
like
already
10 years
said.
Ago.
It's gonna get like how people say that every show, The Simpsons did it first, and then everybody else just copied it.
Life has been like that.
That's what our show's gonna
we got
be
fat
like
first.
We got fat before anybody else dared do it. But I thought that about how YouTubers are the stars, and it's weird. And that just Pinterest just looks weird, don't you think?
I don't use Pinterest.
It looks weird. It's got the boxes.
Look, Facebook is a stretch for me, okay?
Oh, Facebook is over. I declare it over at 32. It's a hassle to go on there, is it not? It's a burden. When somebody leaves
me a
Facebook comment...
I have nothing else to do when I'm in the bathroom.
When you're in the bathroom. That shows you how shitty Facebook has gotten. But
it's the new toilet book.
I hate it. I hate Facebook, hate Pinterest. Okay, here's another thing.
Here's another thing we hate.
Here's another thing, kids, that the old people are talking about. But it's, one last thought about nostalgia. You know, the thing about it is, it's stuff that we're old enough to really remember now. Like stuff mm-hmm. from the, like Mrs. Doubtfire, things from the 90s. I was old enough back in the 90s to know that Boy Meets World was terrible. And yet people are like hyped about it now. They're excited for some terrible new sequel show. I remember it was awful. Why are they excited about it? They'd be like if somebody said, can't we bring Wings back? Why? There's no point. What else can this is my birthday? Why am I doing all the entertaining?
I've been trying for 20 minutes.
Why am I the only one ranting hilariously?
I started 30 seconds into it and you're like, do a soliloquy, Kendall.
We'll do one.
But don't go there.
Just don't
do it. Don't go there.
Don't go there.
I'm not going to go there, Cliff, but I do want to go here.
Let's go here. I got some don'ts for the listeners. Do you have any don'ts?
I got plenty of don'ts, Cliff. Look, first of all, I was talking to Mrs. Pussybottom this week.
Mm-hmm.
And
did,
she was,
did you bring up the lawnmower to her?
Oh, shit. That's what I went over there to do.
Well, she probably gave you something to eat.
She had cookies. Well, I'm sorry, Cliff, but I forget things when cookies are presented. Anyway, she was talking about doing online dating.
Mm-hmm.
How she's been doing that lately. And she was she said she was dating this guy and he had man boobs. And when she said man boobs, she did this to me.
Don't go there.
She gestured at my man boobs. And I said, Excuse me, why did you point at me? Don't go there.
That's going to be one of those things when the snowflake melts back into the stream, we'll think, why did we spend years of our lives worrying about the man boobs that were on our chest? But it still is it's a prickly pear.
It's
annoying.
A very prickly pear.
It's annoying as f*** to have them. But you know what? We're living with them. We're living proof that you can carry on. Carry on, my OB son. Kendall, don't. If you're throwing your good 33-year-old friend a surprise birthday party, as I can only assume...
Don't do it!
Someone might be. Don't do this, Kendall. Don't be confined by the space you live in. Our writers want you to know, if you think your apartment is too small... Now, mine is too small. It's a studio apartment above a fish hatchery. It smells kind of like bass.
Strong.
It is too strong. That was too strong. And you know what? People and the food are what make a party special.
Cliff.
Don't.
I have an announcement, a sad thing. Oh, I have to,
don't.
I have to tell you, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, she was making a cake for you, mm-hmm. and I started to try it and I ate the whole thing. Don't go there. Don't go there. Things have been restored, but I had to get that off my chest. I wish I could get it off my chest.
Don't eat your bro host's birthday cake when it's his birthday.
She needed to, you know, do a test run anyway.
So is that where she is? She's making the next one?
Sure.
Kendall, don't. If you're throwing your good best friend of more than 10 years a surprise birthday party for his 33rd birthday,
don't do it.
Don't rush to do the dishes. Come on. The best part of the dinner is the time right after the meal's finished, when everyone lingers. Mind you, have to let it linger. Kendall, open a fresh bottle of wine or serve a digestif, if you please.
A digestif?
Yeah. To ensure that both glasses and bellies are full. Of course, ours were born full.
No. You know, one other thing, Cliff, yeah. About man boobs. I just can't let it go. I got an email about a bra online. I thought, why am I getting emails from bras? And I was like, oh, God, they figured it out. I got man boobs.
Yeah, they figured it out. Big Brother is everywhere.
They're watching.
Oh, for God's sake.
For God's sake, Cliff, I got to take a break.
I got to take a break. Kendall, don't go there.
We'll be right back after this.
Hey, don't shit yourself. Cliff and Kendall will be right back.
Hi there. Are you a large person? Pleasantly plump? A little on the hefty side, perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat? When you go jogging, do you leave potholes? When you make love, do you have to give directions? At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts? Do you look at a menu and say, okay? Well, now you can eat all you want. Because at Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat Stores, we've got you covered. That's right. Fine woolen. And woolen blend suits and sport coats in all the larger sizes. Husky, stout, extra stout, and the new Hindenburg line. And for you ladies, we have caftans, muumuus, and our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns. Yes, we have miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Mellon. If you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people. Thornton Mellon's Tall and Fat, 150 locations across America.
You're listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. I'm not sure why, but you are.
My woman left me, and she left a dog behind. He messed on my shoes, then she messed up my mind. She's gone for good, I remember her as true. Every time the credit card bills come due. My insurance lapsed, and it was news to me when my doctor told me I needed surgery. I got a headache this big, and it's my birthday. It's my birthday.
Happy birthday, Cliff!
Welcome back. Happy birthday, me.
Damn it, I will get that one day.
No.
Kendall, it's something I don't understand about the teens. Another thing. What? And another.
And another thing about the fucking teens.
Kendall, they never stop texting.
We have said that before.
Who are they texting? What could they be saying?
They're nude significant others.
I guess naked pics. Naked pics.
Will they ever learn?
Naked pics.
Will they ever learn?
Really, will they ever learn? Wait, I mean,
Cliff,
really.
Cliff, I'm so sorry. Austin is not here. I sent him to get a food run for your birthday, obviously. Uh-huh. But do you think you could run into the storage room and grab those Butternut Rye Krispies? I'm so sorry to ask you in the middle of the show here.
Why are they in the storage closet?
Well, because that's where I told Austin to put them. But would you mind grabbing those really quick?
Where have Mr. Snodbottom and Mrs. Butternut Butter Churn?
I have no clue. But if you could just grab the Butternut Rye Krispies.
Okay, alright.
Okay.
I may join the circus.
Okay, I'll continue on with the show.
Just continue on with the show. It's my birthday show.
So anyway, I ran into this... Okay, so guys, come in. Dude, I'm so excited. I'm so excited to surprise them to you.
Bo, what are you doing, Bo? I
forgotten, whatever this is.
Is this Napoleon or Mr. Snodbottom?
I haven't been Napoleon for the weeks, except in the bedroom.
Oh, dear, you two go on. It's a new fun game we're playing, dear.
Josephine.
Oh, please, I don't want to hear about this. Look, everybody come in. Austin, are you here?
Yes.
All right, everybody get ready. We're going to surprise Cliff when he comes back. Any minute now.
Where is it, boy?
I don't know. I think he must have found the Fiber One bars. Oh, here he comes.
All I could find were these Fiber One bars.
Surprise!
Oh, my God.
Oh, Cliff. Surprise, happy birthday.
Surprise. This is my... I knew it was my birthday. My birthday show.
Look, but I know it's your birthday, but
sorry,
I...
Sorry, let me... I picked it. I dropped these Fiber bars.
I talked to Mr. Snodbottom, Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn, and I said...
Bo, happy birthday, Bo.
Happy birthday, dear. I'm so happy for you.
Many happy returns,
yeah, I remember when I was 33, dear. This it was a very long time ago, of course, and it
well, yeah.
Butter. Hold on, I want to finish the thought. Cliff, I just told them that I thought it'd be great if we made you think the whole first half of the show that nobody was even here, that we were just doing this show.
Oh. Surprise, Bo. Hope you're not alone.
It's not alarmed. I did order a pizza.
You did order a pizza.
Yep.
And I hope when you say a pizza, you mean several. Thank you.
Okay. Each. Here, I did get you this present. I want to go ahead and get
it. Oh, thank you. Let's open it up here. Oh, look at this gift.
Well, okay, look. Don't get mad
look
about this.
Look at it. Well, you look at this gift.
Just don't get mad about it. It's a gift card from Busheltown Biggins.
Uh-huh.
You know, they
would
sell,
you look
like,
at this gift?
They sell 3X and above. But look, Cliff, I wanted to give you something that we could actually use.
That we could use.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday. That brings another thought to my mind. I did earlier this week record a song. You know, an ode to myself as I turned 33. You know, Adele, my sister.
Well, I hope it's a happy song.
My sister in song and in weight.
I was about to say.
She had that album back when she was 22 or 19 or something, didn't she?
She was young.
She did. That was like
younger than we ever knew what we
and
were doing.
So this, I want to play for you, Kendall, and Mrs. Snodbottom here, and Mrs. Butter 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 Churn.
Yeah, I've been waiting to listen to this song. I'm so excited.
Yes, Bo, I saw you recording it, miming it with large hand motions through the glass.
I know.
Let me listen, though.
Well, this is me at 33, okay? Flying by my eyes, I turn around and realize I'm 33. Scattered pictures when I was young and thinner. Pictures I can't bring myself to look at now that I'm 33. Can it be that it was all so simple then? Back when I was 22, and if I had the chance to do it all again, tell me, would I go back to 20? Could I go back to 6? My 30s are passing in a blur. But what's too blurry to remember? What do we do? Sorry, I don't know. So it's the laughter
of things like internet talk shows. Bless those internet talk shows, says a man who's 33. I guess I'm 33. How can it be?
Right. Oh, Cliff, that tune brought me down. Mrs. Potter-Butter-Butter, she left the room crying.
Oh, Bowers, I must go see after Mrs. Potter-Butter-Butter show.
Yes, please.
But, Cliff Bar, cheer up, Bowers. Gonna be okay, Bowers.
Yeah. Cliff, this is sad. It's hard to turn 33, and I know it's coming up for me soon too. But
6 weeks,
we're gonna get through. But who's counting?
But who's counting?
Cliff, 3 is my lucky number. 33 is gonna be the best year yet.
Oh, and what about when we weigh 333 pounds?
Oh my God! Well, I'm getting close. I'm getting close.
Come on, get lucky. That's gonna be some lucky shit.
But that song sounds familiar. That I got some other songs.
To me.
It's time for living in the songs you know. The games that makes you sing out loud.
Oh, of
course. Here they are, Cliff and Kendall.
In honor of me, every song on Songs You Should Know is a Madonna song.
Because it's not hard enough for me already.
It's Madonna classics wall to wall, and I can't wait. This may be the best Songs You Should Know ever, which is annual on my birthday.
You could sing Row, Row, Row Your Boat, and I wouldn't know what it is.
Row, row, row your boat.
Oh, was that Puff the Magic Dragon?
Kendall.
Cliff.
Are you singing to me?
I am singing to you, Cliff. Now, you're going to have to forgive me, because I don't know how these songs go.
It's okay, you can just speak them.
I'm going to speak them. I got to save my baby, because he makes me cry. I got to make him happy. I got to teach him how to fly. I want to take him higher, way up like a bird in the sky.
Like a bird in the sky. Got to calm him down now. Got to save his life. And I know that love, it's intervention.
Yes, Cliff, you're correct.
From the landmark, oh God, 10 years ago, American Life album. God bless it, it's 5 stars.
Oh my God, I remember when that album came out, and it was like, I was like, that was like last year? Jesus.
God. Long time ago.
Long time ago.
No.
Kendall, some boys kiss me, some boys hug me, I think they're okay. If they don't give me proper credit, I just walk away.
I just walk away.
They can beg and they can plead, but they can't see the light.
That's right.
'Cause the boy with the cold hard cash is always Mr. Right. 'Cause we are living
in a material world. That's the only part I know.
You got it. Good job.
Oh my God. I got one.
I got one.
But I only know the choruses of most songs.
Kendall, I can't be bothered with your personal problems during this round of Songs You Should Know.
What do I have to do to be accepted? What do I have to say? What do I have to be respected? How do I have to play? What do I have to look like to feel I'm equal? Where do I have to go?
Where do I have to go? Why is it so hard to love one another? Why is it so hard?
That's correct, Cliff.
Erotica.
Erotica, you are correct.
Kendall, you are picking classic after classic.
Are these classics?
These are classics. Okay. Madonna fans out there.
I thought I was kind of hard one.
Are loving it. You picked awesome. Okay, she didn't have many that aren't classics.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Every song she has is
Madonna fans
cold.
Are out there. This is like when they go to a concert.
It's like a Billie Jean concert. Everyone's cold.
And they sing those ones. You're like, oh, I'm so glad they sang that. This is like, all right. Here's the next one for you, Kendall. Zephyr in the sky at night, I wonder, do my tears of mourning sink beneath the sun? She's got herself a universe gone quickly, for the call of thunder threatens everyone.
And I feel
like I just got home, and I feel right quicker than a breath.
Light.
idiot. It is Ray of Light, but you got it. You were singing along. I'll give it to you.
Well, I knew the song. It just took me a minute to get the title.
I'll give you a ding. It was the song title, the album title.
Ding me.
It was a global movement, but I'll forgive you for giving it a second life.
Cliff, I'm tired. That was a long time ago.
It was a long time ago.
I spent a long time planning this party, getting all these decorations up while you were gone to the storage closet.
Well, I'm tired. I appreciate it.
I've never moved that fast ever.
Quite a shock.
Cliff, here's the next one.
Here's the next one.
Looking at my life, it's very clear to me. I lived so selfishly, I was the only one. I realized that nobody wins. Something is ending and something begins.
Something begins. Oh, nothing really matters.
Nothing really matters, Cliff.
From Ray of Light.
Ray of Light.
One of the great albums of all time.
Ray of Sunshine, right?
Ray, yes. From that great Madonna album, Ray of Sunshine. Kendall, here's the next one.
Hey, Mr. DJ. Put a record on. I want to dance with my baby.
What's that? I don't know the name of it.
Hey, Mr. DJ, put a record on. I want to dance with my baby. And when the music starts... I just said the title.
When the music starts?
Shorter.
Music.
Music! makes the people come together.
That's all the songs I have.
All right, you got Kendall, now I'm done singing to you.
That's all the time we have today for Songs You Should Know.
What a wonderful Madonna edition of Songs You Should Know.
I hope you enjoyed that, Cliff.
I did enjoy it, and it's not a joke.
It's not a joke. Oh my God, oh my God. That's what you're hearing correctly.
It's not a
joke. No joke.
Cliff, I got some jokes for you. It's been so long.
Some bad birthday jokes.
Bringing them back for your birthday.
I'm sweating profusely.
Oh, I am too. That's not a joke. Cliff, every morning, this man, he passes a house.
Ugh.
On his street. And every morning he sees this woman on the front garden beating her husband over the head with a French loaf of bread.
A hot loaf.
This goes on for months until one morning he passes the house and sees this woman is beating her husband with a large eclair, like a donut. That's what I thought. I was like, oh my God, I want that donut.
Ooh, bonjour.
Later that day, he meets the woman in the street and says, aren't you the woman who beats her husband with a French loaf?
Uh-huh.
How many times have you said that in your life?
Uh-huh.
And she said, only today I could have sworn that you were hitting with a big cake. And she said, oh, I was. Today is his birthday.
No. What a beautiful story.
Beautiful romance novel.
Kendall, I've got a novel. Speaking of this, Frodo Baggins went romping through the Shire.
Frodo is Baggins.
It is. There's some classic bad jokes references here.
Yep.
Kendall, a man and a woman. They've been married for guess how long? More than 50 years.
Oh, Scott.
They shared everything. They talked about everything.
Torture.
They had no secrets from each other except that the little old woman had a shoebox in the top of her closet that she had cautioned her husband never to open or ask.
Don't open it!
They were totally open except about the shoebox. For all these years, he'd never even thought about it. She said, don't open it. He never thought about it. 50 years, he didn't think about it. One day, the old woman got sick, and the doctor said, the end is nigh. Trying to sort out their affairs, as most old people do, the old man took down that shoebox and to his wife's bedside.
What the fuck is in this box?
She replied, yeah. She agreed that it was time that they look into the box. When he opened it, he found two handmade dolls and a stack of money totaling, are you sitting down, $90,000.
Oh.
He asked her about the contents. And she said, well, when we were to be married, she said, my grandmother told me the secret of a happy marriage was to never argue. She told me that when I got angry with you, I should just keep quiet and crochet a doll. The husband was moved to tears. Only two dolls were in the box. He thought she'd only been angry with him twice in all those years of living and loving. And he almost burst with happiness. Honey, he said, that explains the dolls, but what about the money? Where did it come from? Oh, she said, I made that by selling the dolls.
Whoa!
Unhappy. I feel like that's indicative of all marriage.
Cliff, I thought for a moment that was going to be one of those forwarded emails from your grandmother. That's like, and he opened the box and found this note that said, thanks for never looking in the box.
They said, thanks
and that's
for
what
never
love
in the
is
box.
All about.
That's what love is for.
Well, Harry shows Tom a beautiful diamond ring.
Ooh, Tom and
that
Harry.
That he has bought for his girlfriend's birthday. I thought she wanted a four-wheel drive, says Tom. Like, four-wheeler. And Tom said, well, she did.
Who wouldn't want that?
But where am I going to find a fake Land Rover?
Oh.
Whoa. Asshole.
Asshole.
Throw Tom in the lake.
Throw him in the lake. Kendall, there were these two guys, Cliff and Kendall.
Oh, God, why would everybody live there?
Cliff and Kendall lived in a retirement home, and one day they were sitting in the lounge, and Cliff turned to Kendall and said, "Kendall, I'm 90 years old, and I'm full of aches and pains."
Don't worry, we'll never make that long.
You know, you're about my age. How do you feel? And Kendall replied, "I feel just like a newborn baby." And really, like a baby? Cliff asked, puzzled. "Yes," replied Kendall. "I got no hair, no teeth, and I think I just wet myself."
But that wasn't 90. That was yesterday.
Oh, that was yesterday. I got it confused with yesterday.
Cliff, I got somebody that wants to come out for your birthday.
Okay.
Little Johnny.
Okay.
Little Johnny. He was shouting out a prayer.
Will anybody ever teach him the proper way?
Not over the past 7 years, 8 years, 10 years. Little Johnny was shouting out a prayer for his birthday. "Please, God, all I want for my birthday is a new Xbox."
What a beautiful prayer.
Thank you. That's what little Johnny prays.
Ave Maria.
So his mom walked in and said, "Johnny, why all the shouting? God isn't deaf."
"Come on, Johnny."
And little Johnny said, "I know, but Grandpa is."
Finally, Kendall.
Finally. For our listeners are thinking.
They're thinking, finally. Finally, you know, the other day someone just asked me, Kendall, they said, "Well, were any famous men born on your birthday?" And I said, "No, only little babies, idiot."
No.
And Kendall, which reminded me of another joke, and it starts like this. What did the bald man say when he got a comb for his birthday?
And what did you tell me when you got a comb for your birthday?
I said, "Thanks, I'll never part with it."
No.
And Kendall, what do Cliff and Kendall get after they've eaten too much ice cream?
No, stomach pain.
Oh, at that end, more ice cream.
Oh, of course.
Just a little bit more is not going to hurt. And then what you think, like, at this point, shit, I'll just keep eating.
I've been saying the same thing for 33 years. 32 years. I'm not 33 yet.
Oh, blink.
That is not so sad for me, but it's sad for you.
It's pretty sad for you, too.
Cliff, I hope you have enjoyed your birthday. As best you can at this age and weight.
You know, I don't know. We've had so many birthday shows. This one, I'm sure, is somewhere in the middle. Good solid middle.
Well, 10 years from now, when you have an episode, you're like, "Well, that one was in the middle."
Well, the ones in the future could bump this one up the list.
So, you never know.
You never know.
Enjoy it now while it lasts. Yeah. You'll look back and think of how great it was.
Exactly.
If our listeners are sad, as Cliff is, turning 33,
go
to cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com, or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT.
Of course, binge listen to the show online, listeners. On the blog. Kendall, I was wrong to grow older. Pity, I was so happy as a child. And that was said by Hoopery, but Antoine de Saint-Exupery.
That was a long one I was waiting on. Cliff, every year on your birthday, you get a chance to start new.
Oh.
And that was Sammy Hagar.
Oh, was that? Is he in, like, that band?
I don't know where he's from.
All the rockers are rolling their eyes out now. Kendall, you can live to be 100 if you give up all the things that make you want to live to be 100. And that was said by someone who just goes by the name of Alan. Like Madonna, like Cher. This is just Alan.
He's not a frequent guest star, is he?
Not our missing frequent guest star, Alan, no.
Cliff, the great thing about getting older is that you don't lose all the other ages you've been. You got those with you. And that was said by Madeline Lengel.
Still got all the other meals that I've eaten.
Still got it.
With me, too. Kendall, I've foreshadowed this quote last week on the show. Middle age is the time when a man is always thinking that in a week or two, he will feel as good as ever. And that was said by Don Marquis.
That was like a previously on Cliff and Kendall.
Previously on. This is like the snake eating its tail. We're winding back around to the previously on.
Going back to dust.
Going back. We're going back
Snow's
to doing.
Like melting into the stream.
Another clean week episode. And I'm Cliff. And this has been my birthday episode.
And I'm Kendall. Happy birthday, Cliff.
Happy birthday, me.
We'll see you here next year.
for listening to the show. We'll see you here next time on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.